Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today on This Needs to Be Said. And our friend, attorney Peter Daigle, has joined us. And I'm big smiles because we shared a lot of good news before coming on air. And we're about to share more good news with you about the world of bankruptcy, some things you can expect. And I'm coming today to ask a question. I'm not sure we've covered it because it seems new to me, but I wonder if anyone else has wondered about the meeting of the bill collectors, and it's called a 341 meeting, I think. So our friend Peter is going to help us understand what that is and what happens during that meeting. Welcome back, Peter. How are you?
Oh, thanks, Catherine. Thank you so much for the kind introduction.
Let me
tell you a little bit about what that meeting is. So the legal term is 341, and the technical term is it's from 11 U.S. Code 341. It's a bankruptcy code that's used. Not sure that matters, but that's the nickname. It's 341, or also referred to as meeting of creditors, okay? So the idea when you file bankruptcy is it has to be done in good faith. And so what that means is that anybody who's an interested party, that being a creditor, has a chance to object to the bankruptcy, okay? So they're offered an opportunity to come to a meeting, and it's been on Zoom for the last year and a half. And so it's a lot easier to conduct these now. But if it's if you have any creditor debt that may be a little bit, we'll say, shady, for instance, let's say that on the eve of a bankruptcy, you know that you're going to be filing, yet you decide that, you know, you need some extra money, and you go out and you charge off cash advances to all of your credit cards, or you decide, you know, you want to go out and buy a big screen television set on the eve of a bankruptcy. And so it gives the creditors an opportunity to question you as to, hey, you know, why did you do this on the eve of the bankruptcy? Or even worse, why did you transfer some property to a family member? Why did you, you know, what about that big boat that you own that you're not disclosing on your schedules? So it gives an opportunity for the person who wants to file bankruptcy to be questioned by creditors that feel that they may have been taken advantage of unfairly. Okay. Now, as a practical matter, it's probably only one out of every 100 bankruptcies that I file and that a creditor actually shows up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So for the most part, MasterCard, you know, Visa, American Express, those kinds of charges, they don't bother, okay, unless it's something blatant, like thousands of dollars in cash advances, you know, in the 3 months before the bankruptcy. It would have to be something quite a bit, okay? But for the most part, the financial institutions just write the debt off, and they can't be bothered. Okay. Now,
okay.
For the time,
what's one of the things that may have happened while one of the creditors have come? Because I'm thinking this is scary. I'm just thinking of this space. It's scary.
usually you know it when you see it. So you try to get cute, and you go out and you go on a shopping spree. On the eve of a bankruptcy goes, and then you file bankruptcy, you know, you can expect the creditors to say, hey, what's going on here? You know, last month you went to Best Buy, you went to K Jewelers, you went to, you bought a snowmobile, you know, or you went out and bought a bunch of stuff that, you know, you didn't need, and now you want to file bankruptcy and wipe it out, not so fast.
Yeah. Okay, got you. Got you. Okay.
So now, that's for the financial institutions. Now, sometimes people borrow money from family, friends, or lenders in general, and they don't appreciate getting, discharged in bankruptcy. So they're unhappy. Okay. And so it gives them a chance to come and object to the bankruptcy also and say, hey, listen, you know, you promised me you're going to pay me back and you didn't. and then, you know, you took my money and you went out and bought a boat with it or something like that, and
mm-hmm.
you have the boat and you didn't disclose that you had the boat. So, you know, for example, it's creditors that feel like they got deceived. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the average debtor, the average person that wants to file bankruptcy is just doing the best they can and they're living off their credit cards because they don't have a job or the unemployment's not enough or whatever the case may be, and they're acting in
mm-hmm.
good faith, then it's going to go through. But it's when there's monkey business going on, okay?
Yeah.
That creditors can object. Now, if someone does something that's fraudulent, then the creditor can object to that charge. So let's say for a second somebody went out and got cash advances of $10,000
mm-hmm.
a month before they filed bankruptcy. So they would have an opportunity to object to the discharge of that debt. Okay, so that means that the $10,000 that they used to in cash advances was can never be forgiven in bankruptcy, and they have to pay it back or pay a portion back.
Okay, because of the pattern, the way that it looks, how it came about.
So,
okay.
So bad behavior does not get rewarded in bankruptcy.
Okay.
Okay, that's the best way I can.
And I don't want to scare people about it. Okay. I didn't want to scare people, but I know that I've been in that room before, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, and you do feel bad because I didn't mean for this to happen. So I'm kind of smirking for the bad person and shaking my finger who tried to get away with something. And, you know, for the average person, like you're saying, you feel convicted. Like I shouldn't be here. This wasn't what I planned to do, but it is a tool to reset. So I was just kind of, wondering.
So I would say to you, my office files hundreds of bankruptcies a year, and
mm-hmm.
probably only one or two per year does somebody object to the discharge ability of the debt that's brought out in the 341 hearing.
Now, is this a time when I'm meeting the judge? Because I actually don't even remember what
you never see the judge. The judge. So the 341 meeting is conducted by the trustee.
Okay.
So the trustee in bankruptcy is a private lawyer in the case of a Chapter 7 case that
mm-hmm.
paid by the court to try to recover assets. So the trustee is not really too concerned about whether or not there is any fraud in on the credit cards or charges. That's the job of the credit card companies to bring to attention at the hearing.
Mm-hmm.
The bankruptcy trustee at the 341 hearing is looking for undisclosed assets. So the second part of the 341 meeting, in addition to the creditors who can question the debtor about charges on the credit cards, the trustee also mm-hmm. gets to ask questions. And what the trustee is looking for is an asset that wasn't disclosed either mistakenly or willingly. So
mm-hmm.
if the you know, we'll call them the debtor, the client, fails to disclose that they own a condo in Aruba, okay,
mm-hmm.
and there's no mortgage on it, for instance, and they're trying to find bankruptcy, if the trustee finds out about it, they're going to take that asset. Okay, so the trustee is looking for assets that are not exempt or they're not protected by bankruptcy. So, you know, in bankruptcy, you get to protect most of your assets for the average person, your house, your car, your furniture, your jewelry, your clothes, you
mm-hmm.
know, your retirement accounts. But it doesn't get to protect things like luxury boats or, you know, brand new Winnebagos all paid for, or Mercedes, or airplanes. Okay. So
you
the
know,
trustee
I've
just
heard,
wants to make sure that.
I've heard of, and not that I know anyone who's done this, but of course the water cooler talk about bankruptcy is, oh yeah, go and buy up everything that you want and then file bankruptcy. So what you're telling me today is somebody didn't know what they were talking about and probably have never done that. Because this is what I warn people about, not because, but this is what I warn people about, getting information from our friends who are not experts in the field. And it just sounds, it's almost as cliche-ish as actually a true thing. You can charge, you can take part of what you spend on a meal for a client to deduct from your taxes. You have to understand what you're doing, but that's not wrong. But someone just deliberately going, they're going to file bankruptcy, and they are going to buy things that they think they'll get to keep, and then they file bankruptcy to keep those things. That's not, and I think I just jumbled all my words together. Audience, forgive me, but you don't go buy stuff and then think you can keep it after filing a bankruptcy. That's not what you can do. That's not ethical. Well, that's not right. And I've heard people say that.
It's a luxury item, but just be clear, it's luxury items. So if you're, you know, if you're in desperate straits and you buy gas, okay, on
right.
your credit card, and you file bankruptcy, the credit card company is not going to object to that. But if you go out and you buy luxury items, okay, and you know what luxury items are, okay,
yes.
everybody does, and you act with not good faith and bad faith, you're going to have a problem. But that's how anything is in life anyway. If you start doing things with bad faith, you're going to get caught. So,
you know. It is eventually going to happen. I was thinking, as you were talking, I was like, oh, shame on that person or people who think that they can do that.
I know.
No, because bankruptcy, when we started this conversation several years ago, we were talking about, you know, how people feel and their emotions about, you know, having to come face to face with this wrong. And it's not wrong for life to happen. This is a way to navigate and reset yourself, and we wanted bankruptcy and attorneys to be a good word and a resource for people who need it. And so I'm shaking my virtual finger at people who would even try to abuse that benefit. Would you call it a benefit?
Bankruptcy,
what would
you
call
it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so shame on those people who would take advantage of that like that. But if, you know, people are going to try. But the point of this discussion today, and I was curious about, you know, what goes on at a 341 meeting, and you did answer for me, it's a hearing. It's not a meeting with the judge. So
no.
I was wondering about that. One of the other things that
came gets involved when there's dispute, when people can't agree, then you go to the judge.
Have you ever had that happen?
Sure. Yeah, but not
during a bankruptcy. Enough. It seems like you would have that worked out before you get there. Who's upset that day?
Sometimes people get caught in a lie. But you're talking about a very, very small percentage of the people. 99% of the people out there, of your listeners, are not going to do something foolish like transfer their ski condo to their brother. And then a week later file bankruptcy. You know, those are the kinds of things that you can't do. But a good attorney is going to ask you all these questions ahead of time, and he's not going to file your case, or he's going to tell you that you have a problem with whatever, you know, before you file. This is all going to get on our questionnaire. We don't let this happen. Okay? We just don't.
Good.
Okay.
Well, I'm messing around today with a very serious topic because not many people are going to do wrong. I believe that, especially if you feel like you're going to get caught. And in my world, the more I'm closer to a courtroom, I feel like I'm being watched harder. So I'm going to be more honest. So I don't know if that's a common thing, but I know for me, I'm like, I don't want to stay here. I think they have like a jail behind here somewhere. So I don't want to get caught. So I'm going to be honest. I am going to give you an opportunity now to share with everyone how to get in touch with you for their own personal discussion because
it's Attorney Peter Daigle at 508 774-470-4446. That's my direct line, 774-470-4446, and I will answer hello when you call that line. Or you can reach us by email at daigalelawoffice.com. It's a way to reach us by email. You can request our book. Either through daigalelawoffice.com or me directly.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Peter. I always have a great time when I'm talking with you. So thank you for letting me have this topic today.
All right, we'll talk
until we meet again. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye now.